Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you being influenced? If you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, then there's a chance it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse. Jesse Kelly here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, instinct may drive you to reach for lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of deadly force. Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher, equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse now for an exclusive 10% discount. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/Jesse to make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Jesse.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk about Democrat language here in just a few, but first we're going to talk about the four divisions, the four different groups. There are probably more than that, but I've kind of separated society out into four different groups. They're looking down on us again, talking down to us again. Joe Biden's a liar, emails, so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I actually am going to begin here. I can't believe this. We'll talk about women's basketball. Let's stop. Don't change the channel. Hold on, please. Wait. No, I'm not actually going to talk about women's basketball specifically. I don't know anything about it. Neither does anyone else. But I did see there was a controversy. Well, here's a headline. LSU coach Kim Mulkey tries to explain the team skipping the national anthem ahead of the Elite Eight game versus Iowa. Okay, look, I'm not going to get into the details of what they did, didn't do, but it did reminded me of all those teams that walked out on the national anthem after St. George Floyd died. You remember it. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't watch a basketball game, NFL game, college football game, same way. Same thing. All of it walking out. And you probably remember the coaches standing with the players, even legendary coaches, Nick Saban and the others. Oh, yeah. Black Lives Matter for sure. Yeah, I'll go to your Black Lives Matter parade, all that stuff. Okay. You know what it made me do? It made me think about why things like this occur. Why is this a thing that still exists? Why do you still have to see end racism on NFL fields? Why is this a thing? Well, it's like so many other parts of cultural Marxism. It can be explained by separating society out into four different groups. Elites,
cowards, good people, and morons. And here's how it works. Here's how it works. So if you're a human being, let's say you're a professional basketball player, and you believe that cops are out there hunting down black men and gunning them down all over the country, you're stupid. You're really, really dumb. And I don't have a nicer way to put that. You believe something that is not real. I understand why you believe these things. I'll get to that in a moment. But you need to understand that you're stupid. If you believe that's a thing that happens, you're really stupid. Now, why are you stupid? Let's just go down the list. Why are you stupid? You're stupid for a couple different reasons. One of the main reasons, probably the main reason you're stupid, is the elites of this society need you to be stupid. So they will lie over and over and over again without end. You're probably sitting there right now yelling at the radio. Maybe you're typing up a death threat or something right now. I'll kill you, Jesse. You know, all the stuff you normally do. But before you send it, and you're welcome to send it, I'm not trying to stop you from sending it. Send your death threats, whatever, it's fine. You should understand that you're angry at the wrong person. You're angry at me when you should be angry at all the people in your life who told you those lies. All the people in your life who told you America's evil and racist and black people are being slaughtered. Ah! They're the ones who have disrespected you by lying to you over and over and over again. The reason you're now a 25-year-old idiot is because of them, not me. You're angry with me, but I'm the one who's telling you the truth for the first time. You should be angry with them. Now, why did they do that, though? Well, they need morons. If you're a communist elite, you need legions of morons. It's a necessity for you. You must find the idiot malcontents, use their stupidity, use their anger to give yourself more power. So you will turn on the news tonight and you'll see story after story, black man hunted down by police. If there ever is a story about a white cop and a black guy getting along or doing something good together, you'll never see that on the news. No. Because the people who run our country need you to stay stupid. They need that for their own power. So that's only part of the reason you're a moron, though. There's another part. Remember, there are four different divisions: morons, elites, good people, and cowards. The second reason you're a moron is the cowards. Why does a college basketball coach? You know what? Let's make this about Nick Saban, actually. He's the most famous, greatest college football coach ever. Why wouldn't that guy, of all people, you know that guy loves the country, you know he has the right values, talks about it all the time, whether you like him or not, he does. Why wouldn't that guy take a stand in that moment? Okay, so St. George Floyd died, and now a bunch of young black men, especially in society, believe something that's not true. Well, why wouldn't you dig your heels in and say, no, America does not suck. It is not evil. It is not racist. Those police statistics you just cited, those are all wrong. You've been lied to. Stop believing lies. Be better. Why wouldn't he do that? Well, it hurts recruiting. How are you gonna get that star wide receiver who runs a 4.3? I mean, yeah, he's an idiot and he believes the cops are all against him, but he runs a 4.3 and he's 6'5". How are you gonna get him in the old Crimson Tide uniform? Unless you go along with the fact that, well, I mean, yeah, cops really are evil. Yes, of course. Republican cowards all over the place. All over the place. Do you remember when the riots started after St. George Floyd died? Do you remember the silence from D.C., from D.C. Republicans? At best, we got silence. At worst, they were working with Democrats on federal police reform. The cowards are a big part of this too. Who do I label as cowards? Influential people anywhere, of any stripe, whatever you happen to be. It could be a university president. Maybe you're a talk show host. Maybe you're the president. Maybe you're a football coach. Maybe you're whoever. Someone with power, someone with authority, someone with a platform who knows what is right. Yet, when facing the idiot mob of morons, you shrivel up, you shrink, and you don't speak that truth. And that brings me to you, the fourth group of people, the one I actually care about, the good people. That's how I classify them. The good people are the ones who truly suffer from all this. The good people and the morons both suffer. Remember, the morons all suffer too. I mean, it's really, really hard to be stupid. It's very, very difficult. There's that great John Wayne quote, life's hard, it's harder when you're stupid. It's very, very true. It's hard to be stupid. But the good people and the morons, they suffer together. At least the morons, though, at least the morons are the cause of their own demise. Good people like you, we didn't do this. We are surrounded by evil elites, the morons who believe them, and the cowards who won't stand up for them, for us. And it's caused us to live in a society of lies. A society of lies. And speaking of lies, let me do this before I play. Before I go over into some emails and other things. Joe Biden, this is a little transition here, but I saw this one, and this is courtesy of Mays. I want to make sure he gets credit for this. He's the one who put together this little montage. As I've said many times before, all presidents lie. Democrats lie. Republicans lie. They all lie. That comes with the job, to be honest with you. They all lie, at least in little ways. There has never been a liar as big as Joe Biden in the White House. He's just one of these people. You've known people like this in your personal life. I know you have. I certainly have. The truth just isn't in him. And by now, it's pathological. Here's a Joe Biden then versus Joe Biden now.
I ask for your help. I did not grow up in an area or community where there were large Hispanic or even small Hispanic populations. I mean, it was just non-existent. And exposure and education are important. It wasn't until 3 years ago I realized the extent to which Hispanic Americans have been simply the victims of prejudice in the most extreme way, as extreme as any black American in this country.
I come from a little...
That was Joe Biden in 1987. The Hispanics? What? Shoot, I hardly ever met one. This is Joe Biden today.
State, the little state of Delaware. It's not like the congresswoman from New York. She's from the big state. But we have a very, in relative terms, large Puerto Rican population in Delaware, relative to our population. We have the eighth largest black population in the country. And between all minorities, we have 20% of our state is minority. And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
In 1987, what? Spanish? Sorry, I don't habla. Today, he's old Pedro Joe. Gosh. All right, quick. We'll get to some emails before we get to other things. Let's talk about your dog and money. Dogs are expensive. Dog food is expensive. The stupid little toys you have to buy them is expensive. And you know what's the most expensive part of owning dogs? The freaking vet. The vet bills. They're brutal, aren't they? Every time you got to take the dog to the vet. Oh, that's another $200. That's another $300. Fred isn't worth $300. So we give him Rough Greens. We give my dog Rough Greens. What is it? Well, because there's no nutrition in his food, he goes to the vet too much. So we started pouring an all-natural nutritional supplement on his food, and we've watched him come alive and stay healthy. We never go to the vet anymore. His coat is shinier. His breath is better. All the things that happen to you when you finally start getting real nutrition in your body. Do that for your dog. He'll live longer. Don't you want longer with your dog? Call him. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. That's 1,000% free, so don't worry about that. We're going to get to some emails, then we have to make fun of Whoopi Goldberg and Hillary, and we have to talk about communist language and many other things. Jesse, I appreciate your historical... Oh, we're going to emails here, by the way. Jesse, I appreciate your historical perspective you include on the show. Also, commendable is the esteem you hold the men and women who served in the military, which brings me to my topic of the use of Agent Orange in Vietnam. I never served. I was born in 53. One good friend who served, two tours, helicopter gunner, died 10 years after the time of service. He succumbed to cancer, believed it was Agent Orange. What are your thoughts? Well, I have spoken to too many Vietnam veterans who have either had complications or have had friends die and blamed it on that for me to think that that was just a nothing thing. And I need to explain a little bit of background, and I'm certainly not defending it, but just allow me to explain something. One of the big, big problems in an environment like Vietnam, in a jungle environment, is it takes away, that kind of environment can not take away necessarily. That's probably not the way I want to put it. It can lessen the impact of one of your key advantages if you're the superior power. We were the superior power, and that advantage was air power. We owned the skies. They couldn't do anything in the skies. Yes, they had surface-to-air missiles to knock our planes out, and they got better and better and better as the war went on at taking our planes out. But we own the skies. And part of the advantage of owning the skies, honestly, maybe bigger than bombing, is being able to see. You can see the ground. Where are the enemy? Where's the camp? Are they moving trucks? Are they moving armor here? Are there men in this area? If there are, how many are there? Aerial reconnaissance gives you an incredible advantage in combat. And let me explain. I know this kind of sounds like a simple point, but it's really not. We look at history always through the benefit of hindsight, right? Hindsight's 20/20 and all that, at these big battles and this and that. But so many times, opposing armies, opposing units, either they'll stumble into each other, or they'll go out for battle and won't be able to find each other, or they do find each other and one unit finds out too late that they're way overmatched numbers-wise. What? They've got 10,000 guys? We've only got 2,000. Uh-oh. No one could radio you ahead of time to let you know that. No one knew. Who would know? It's not like the other side sent a rider to your side. Hey, we're going to be here at this time with exactly this many dudes. Prepare accordingly. Having the ability to find the enemy and know more about his troop strength was a huge benefit of air power. That's how we first started using planes in World War I. They weren't attack planes. They were reconnaissance planes. Hey, fly over there. How many Germans are there? Where are they? What's going on? In a jungle environment, in a thick environment like that, you can't see anymore. And so we came up with this scheme to take away one of the main advantages they were using, the cover of the jungle. And we were just going to drop this chemical that killed all the plant life. Now, look, it doesn't exactly take a genius to figure out any chemical that's going to kill any and all plant life is probably not healthy for other living organisms in the area. And then we just sent our guys in there, and so many of our guys, I have no doubt many listening to the sound of my voice right now, have suffered because of that. And I don't have a larger point to make on this except for this. Government war itself is awful. And the way governments, and this is not unique to America's government at all, the way governments throughout history, whether it be a medieval king or whoever it was, governments throughout history
have treated their troops terribly, especially during war, more times than I can possibly count. Now, thankfully here in America, our record on that overall is not as bad. And stop, let me stop you from sending that nasty email citing the 8 million examples of the government treating our troops like crap. I know. Believe me, I know. I'm just saying, if you look historically at other examples, other empires, other this or that, our government's track record on that is a little better. And that's not because our government's always been occupied by good people. It's because we elect the people in our government and they understand you can only treat the troops so badly before there's a backlash at the ballot box. So that has kind of mitigated some of that. But look, war is to be avoided. I won't say at any cost, because sometimes war is necessary. I understand that. But that's why we need to be very, very cautious whenever we go into one, because the tragedies that come from combat, from war of any kind, they're endless and they come from any side. All right, let's talk about language. They're doing something when it comes to illegals. We need to discuss it. And the Easter thing. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, the weather's warming up and summer's just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, is investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. I'm happy to announce Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Go to puretalk.com/Jesse and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Jesse, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, builds specifically adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, let's talk about language again. Again, this is a conversation that we are going to have until the day they fire me, which honestly could be tomorrow the way things are going. But no, I'm not getting fired. Don't worry. This is a conversation we're going to have endlessly because language is so important. Your enemy will oftentimes tell you what is important to him. And when he lets you know that, you know where he's vulnerable. You know what you should attack. There's a reason Democrats, communists, use the same language everywhere, all the time. Doesn't matter what it is, they will come up with the right words and they'll use it over and over and over. Doesn't matter what the subject is. Here they're talking about, you know, green, glowing, going green, you know, climate change, genocide stuff.
Russia's war only enhances the urgency of the need to transition the world off its dependence on fossil fuels.
So America is at the start of an historic transition.
But we are accelerating this transition to a clean energy future.
This is not a transition to be feared. It's a transformation to be seized.
We're in a transition, and transitions are...
Yeah, you got it. Doesn't matter what the subject is. They use the same language. Why did they use the same language? Because they picked words, terms. They picked them on purpose. They picked them on purpose. They spread that information out. And it is understood by fellow communist travelers that that is the language you're supposed to use. Do you remember what happened in the State of the Union address when Marjorie Taylor Greene started screaming at Joe Biden and Joe Biden had a dementia-induced fumble and accidentally called it illegal? Do you remember what the response was? Democrat after Democrat after Democrat running to the news. He shouldn't have said that. That was a bad word. That was a wrong word. Joe Biden immediately agreed to a sit-down interview. I shouldn't have used that word. That was a bad word. All he did was use one word that they didn't like, and immediately a propaganda campaign was necessary. That is how important language is to the communist. Because it's important to him, it should be important to us. And let's understand why it's important to him. Why? When the communist speaks, when the American Democrat speaks, he understands he's speaking to two different groups of people, and neither of them are you. I'm sorry. When these people talk, and it seems like, well, I don't, that sucked. I hated that. Every part of that sucked. That's because you are not the target audience. You are the hyper-informed, patriotic American. They know they're never going to reach you. It doesn't matter what language they use, no matter how much propaganda they push, no matter what they do, they know you, for them, are a lost cause. So set yourself aside. When Democrats, when American communists speak, they speak to two groups of people. A, their America-hating base, the communist street scum. We've talked about them many times. You know exactly who these people are. The feminists who are screeching on the sidewalk, the climate change nutters gluing their naked butts to paintings and things like that, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa street animals, the real America-hating bums. Democrats are speaking to them at all times. Hey, I hate America like you do. I hate America like you do. But they don't use those words, do they? They can't, because there's a second group they're speaking to. Norm. And Norma, the normie norms and normie normas in our life. You know those people. Maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's your coworker, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your son. Normal American. I'm just trying to go to work and pay the bills. You catch the game last night? What? An election? No, I don't know anything about that. Hey, I don't have time for politics. You know that guy. Norma. Democrats have to do two things every time they speak. They have to let their America-hating base know that they intend to burn down America the way the base wants them to. But they also, they have to kind of hint to Norm and Norma that they also share their concerns and that they're not radical. They're not, they don't want to burn down the country. What? No, they don't. Look, they don't want murderers and rapists here. I mean, after all, didn't you hear what I said, Norm? I said the immigration system was broken.
Most of the border crossers accused of beating up Texas National Guardsmen in a riot last month were released on their own recognizance Sunday. How does that make people in this country any safer?
So I have to refer you to Department of Justice and DHS on that particular reporting. I will say this, as the event unfolded, the Border Patrol was able to act quickly and get the situation under control and apprehend the migrants. Look, there is...
Listen, just I'll let her keep going. Just pause for a second. Do you hear what she already did there? Listen to how pro-Border Patrol... The Border Patrol was able to act quickly and apprehend the migrants. Already. She sounds pro-Border Patrol. Wow. But, I mean, she didn't call them illegals or criminals. So, I mean, look, I mean, she's okay there, too. She goes on. We're going to get to the money part.
It's a challenge at the border, right? Our immigration system has been broken for decades.
There it is. Our immigration system has been broken. They love saying that. They use that term all the time. Well, the immigration system is broken. The immigration system is broken. Man, the immigration system's been broken. But what does that mean? Well, that's the beauty of it. And that's why they're so specific with the language they use. That's why they're so purposeful with the language they use. The immigration system is broken. It means whatever you want it to mean. You see? You notice they don't say ever that we have too many illegals in the country. They never just come out and say that. We have way too many illegals in the country. They're murdering and raping everybody. We need to arrest them and deport them. They never say things like that. Instead, it turns into the immigration system is broken. Why? Because the America-hating piece of street trash who wants to burn America down, when he hears the immigration system is broken, you know what he hears? Oh, nice. We're deporting too many people. We shouldn't have border security at all. In fact, listen, they said it's broken because we deported people. I bet they're getting ready to bring in another million more. Yeah, screw America. Burn it down. The America-hating savage on the street, they heard exactly what they wanted to hear. But the beauty of sayings like that, of terms like that, the immigration system is broken, is Norm, he also hears what he wants to hear. Well, yeah, I was worried about illegal immigration, but I'm... Listen, they already said it's broken. So obviously, they're going to try to fix it. They're going to secure the border. Anyway, did you catch the game? Last night was overtime. Wow, did you see that? It allows Norm and Norma, it allows them to stay in this fluttering world of complacency where nothing matters. And I can just kind of ignore politics and power. After all, I mean, the new movie's out. I don't want to miss that. There's some celebrity gossip we can discuss. I don't have to bother myself with icky politics and power. They already said the immigration system is broken. I'm sure someone's on it. That's the goal when the American communist speaks. He's trying to speak to two different groups. You belong to neither of those groups, so don't ever expect the American communist to speak to you, ever. He's not speaking to you. He is speaking to his America-hating savage base. That's your liberal Aunt Peggy. Liberal Aunt Peggy wants to know that all the illegals will be able to come here and deal drugs until they assault her on the street corner one day. That's what she wants. But your Uncle Bob, he votes Republican every time. Well, sometimes. Sometimes he can't get to the polls. It doesn't matter. Maybe baseball's on that day. They need Uncle. They need him to stay complacent. Not that involved. After all, nobody would actually overrun the country with illegals on purpose, right? Right? I've got one more example of that, and then we'll get back to some more emails and other things before we do that. Let me talk to you about $25. $25 can't actually get you all that much, sadly, in America anymore. But you know what it can get you right now? Two MyPillows. A two-pack of multi-use MyPillows are $25. You've heard me talk a million times about the MyPillow sandals. For some reason, they just do comfortable footwear better than anyone else. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-piece towel set. You've heard me tell you about those a million times. $25. MyPillow has a gigantic $25 extravaganza sale. Go take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. When the special things come along, don't miss out on it. Life's too expensive. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. Go. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
What? Oh, did you hear that? Chris, did that come across on the radio?
Oh, sorry about that, Chris. Well, I had no choice. I was defending myself.
Hold on. We'll get back to the politics in a moment. Every now and then, a man is faced with a life or death situation. During the last segment, you couldn't tell, but I was assaulted repeatedly by this little Peter Net that's in the studio in here. He kept buzzing around me, and he kept buzzing around the microphone, and you couldn't tell because I'm just such a professional. And anyway, I was like, get away, Peter Net, and I kept trying to fight him off, and I was fighting him off. And then, as soon as we went to commercial break, Peter Net disappears. So we got a crafty devil here. Now that I have time to dedicate myself to him, he disappears. Well, he just tried to pull a slick move and move under my defenses right when this segment started, landed right beside the microphone in front of me. Luckily for me, I have these incredible reflexes. One slap that was, what, Chris? That's what you heard on the radio, that bop. That was that Peter Net going to the shadow realm, courtesy of Jesse the Oracle Kelly. Look, it's part of being a professional athlete. I have to continue to hone my reaction time, and that's where we're at now. Now, back to language, one more thing. You know, we had the tranny day at the White House, and you know the White House got in trouble, too, for banning crosses and things like that. No crosses, no religious symbols, nothing's allowed. No, we're just going to roll Easter eggs, and you obviously know why. The Democrat Party has declared war on Christianity, on all religions, as all communists do. It's what they've done. You understand why. But remember, she needs Norm and Norma not to know that. Norm Christian, Norma Christian, sitting in the pews on Sunday, Ten Commandments, all that thing, worship songs. They really need Norm and Norma Christian not to know that war has been declared on them. So that when they speak to the tranny community, they tell them, yes, you're being oppressed, and yes, you're being murdered, and we're here for you, and we love you. Everyone should be a tranny. Everyone cut your penis off. That's what they do. But they understand that message doesn't resonate with Norm. So when they're asked, why were there no cross displays at the White House for the Easter celebration? Well, this is what they
say. The ban of religious symbolism on eggs as part of the White House Easter egg art contest has been long-standing, dating back decades, and the Biden administration did not make any modifications to this rule. So we hope others learn from their good example.
See? Calm down, Norm Christian. Normie Christian. Look, the FBI, they haven't infiltrated your church, and they don't intend to use civil rights law to have you arrested and shut down your church and arrest your pastor. No. Calm down. Listen, that whole tranny day thing, no crosses, it was an accident. It's just a long-standing tradition. You just keep turning that cheek. Don't get involved in politics. Remember, just stay complacent. No big deal. Jesus certainly wouldn't want you to get your hands dirty. Just go to church every Sunday and then never get involved in your culture at all. Everything's fine. These people absolutely haven't declared war on everything you love and everything you care about. Just calm down, Norm Christian. No big deal. That's why they speak the way they speak. That's why they do what they do. And it has been sadly effective on far, far, far too many of these people. All right, let's get to some emails. Hola, Jesse Dong. I live in Wisconsin, and I went out and voted today after reminding family to vote. My man, that's what I'm talking about. I was in and out in less than 5 minutes. Afterwards, I went and canceled my Planet Fitness membership. I had to wait a minute because the guy in front of me was canceling for the same reason. How about that? Now, I released all my chalked up energy at my local YMCA that shares my Christian values. I love the show. And his name is Dan. That's what I'm talking about. One more thing, by the way. Speaking of Wisconsin, if you haven't yet, get your butt out there and get involved. Today is a critical day. Well, I don't care. Trump already won the primary. There are bigger things at stake than the presidential election in this country. There are bigger things going on in Wisconsin today. So get out. Let your voice be heard and make sure family and friends get out and don't let them off scot-free. Oh, no, sorry, I got to make dinner. Say, screw that. We'll go out to dinner. I'll bring you some Kraft Mac. Go get involved and vote. And another thing on this. Culture war stuff. We talk about this stuff all the time, and we always will, because culture is not a side issue. It's not an annoying little side issue. Well, let's just focus on taxes and spending. No, without culture, you're nothing. Culture matters. So you want to be involved in the culture war, don't you? You want to win the culture war, don't you? Remember, you can be involved in this fight in ways that are significant. If we want to take back American culture, if we want the good people to win and the bad people to lose, your local school board race, it needs you. You know why you live in a red area and you have a bunch of communist women sitting on your school board? Because they care enough about destroying the country that they go out and make sure they get on school boards everywhere, whether the area is blue or red. There's a dirtball communist on your school board who could be run out of office by you if you want to get involved, or if you want to help someone else get involved. I'm not qualified, Jesse. I don't like giving speeches. Jesse, I don't have any kids. I don't give a crap. Would that hold the communists back? None of those things would hold the communists back. None of them. Because the communist understands, and we're actually going to get to a great example of this. Whoopi Goldberg and Hillary joined forces for this one. The communist understands that the revolution is all that matters. All that matters. Our children, our culture, it needs you to get involved. This country will not be saved from the White House. It will not be saved from Washington, D.C. It's not even possible, but you can save it. Start with your school board. Start with your community. All right. Whoopi Goldberg and Hillary. It's a heavy section. Next. Hollywood is under siege from external forces. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the foundation's homeless veteran program, Tunnel
Rota Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans because all veterans who served honorably, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from CHOQ for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any CHOQ subscription for life. CHOQ.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer, subscription cancelable at any time. Jesse Kelly here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, instinct may drive you to reach for lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of deadly force. Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher, equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse now for an exclusive 10% discount.